さあ、あたちゃんですね。今日もどれで真っ暗です。
よ、
大丈夫ですよ。
あ、おはし
ゃい。おはよう。お願いします。
はい、今待ち。もうついてる。With your permission. I'm sorry for the delay. With your permission. One third with your permission. This is the full bread. This is the full bread that our fathers ate in Egypt. What it means really, Chachamim say that we're not talking about the night of Pesach, we're talking about when we were slaves. The Egyptians used to give us to eat matzah. Chachamim say the reason is because matzah stays in the system longer, and like this, they don't have to give the slaves to eat. So the Gemara says that's how you have to start the Agada with some bad things that did happen to us. The third explanation is that you would like to feel the redemption and just the freedom, so we start with saying those bad things, that this is the full bread that our father is eating in Egypt. This could be page 131 with your permission. This is line number 4. Again, the Gemara says the same idea. That the Haggadah, we have to start by saying so-called bad things that happened to us. We were saved to power. ותהיו השם אלוקינו משם, הקדוש ברוך הוא צוק עשה אותו בטח. ביד חזקה ובזרוע נתניה, ואילו להוציא הקדוש ברוך הוא תבטא ממצרים, אם השם would not have taken our fathers out of Egypt, עדיין אנו ובנינו ובני בנים משבילים במצרים. We would still be the slaves to מצרים. אפילו כולנו חכמים, כולנו לבנים, כולנו לתורה, מצווה, אין לסלול את מצרים. Even though that we are smart, that we understand everything, we know the Torah, still an obligation to talk about coming out of Egypt. וכל המרבה לספר מציאת מצרים הזה משובח. The Zohar says, the opening really for the Leila Sefer, the Zohar says, if somebody would like to know what's going on in Shamayim when people sit down for the Seder. The Zohar says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy. Shimon Yachar writes in the Zohar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls all the angels upstairs and tells them, listen, watch how my children are going to praise me. And this is, the Zohar refers to the statement, V'chol HaMarveh L'Saper Mitziat Mitzrayim, wherever he speaks more about coming out of Egypt, Ared V'Meshubach is being praised. The Zohar says that this HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected from us. He expects from us to talk and praise him, and he's very happy when we do it. So this is really what the reason is that the Haggadah said it's the Halakha in the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch. The end of Pesach, the more you talk is better, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves it so much. And the question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the angel come and listen, or why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so happy by us talking and telling about his taking us out of Egypt. If you skip to page 134 with your permission. And line number 4 with your permission, Mitchila of Deh Avodah Torah Avotenu. Again, the Gemara says this is a must, that you have to say the Haggadah and you have to start from the beginning, but not the beginning. The Gemara says, that you have to say some bad things about yourself first, and then you're coming out of Egypt. So this, according to one opinion, this is mitchila, from the beginning. Of the avodah zara yavotenum, our father is to worship avodah zara. Ve'achshav kirvan ha'makom avodah zara. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us closer to him. She'nemar v'yom Yeshua kulam, Yeshua said, Kuhamah Hashem Elokei Yisrael, let's Hashem said, Teda na shor etchem olam. The other side of the river, he means the Jordan River, Am Israel used to dwell over there, Tera, Chavi, Avraham, Avinachol, Vidolim, Achirim, they worshipped idols. וכך את אביכם את אברהם מעבר הנהר. I took off your father from the other side of the river. והולך אותו בכל הכנען. I led him, I took him, showed him the land of Eretz Israel. והרבה את האור, ויתן את יצחק, ויתן את יצחק, ויתן את יעקב, ויתן את יעקב. ואת עשיו, ויתן את הארצים, ואת עשיו, ואת עשיו, ואת עשיו, ואת עשיו, ואת עשיו, אברהם יצחק, ונגיד יצחק יעקב. And Yaakov and his children went down to Egypt. It doesn't say exactly what is the reason that Yaakov and his children went to Egypt. It doesn't say a statement that Yaakov and his children went to Egypt. Baruch Shomer Haftarato, thank God HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept his promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishav Et Oket. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calculated the time, the end that we have to go out of Egypt. And he calculated and he made up his mind to do Kemor Shamal Avraham Avinu to Nestarim, that he said to Avraham Avinu at his treaty, Shinemar Avraham Avinu to Nestarim, page 135. Hashem told Avraham, you should know your children are going to be strangers. Avraham Avinu to Nestarim, they're going to suffer for 100 years. They got to go to the Vidal Avraham, Hashem promised, or Hashem promised. Isha Amda Avotenu. That's what stood for our father. Father, the Kadosh Baruch Hu always saving us. Teul Mat. Ma bikesh Lavan Arami lasut Yaakov Avinu. Go out and see what did Lavan, Yaakov's father, not try to do to him. So Parolo Gazal al-Sahim, Parolo, he wanted to destroy the male, but Lavan bikesh Yaakov Atakol, Lavan wanted to destroy Yaakov Avinu with all his family. Shinemar Arami Ovid Avinu, we said in the Torah, בפרשת כי תבוא ארמי מזלבן ארמי עובד אבי יומוני זה סוי מהפרדה הילד מצרם יעקב אינטו איג'יפ ויגו שם תמיה ושום גדת יעקב אינטו איג'יפ really before that לבן wanted to kill him to destroy him but this has to do with the Agada maybe because we said before ואיש העמדה and ואיש העמדה means that הקדוש ברוך הוא keeps his promise so even though that לבן tried to do something to יעקב you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Yaakov as well. But again, why do we have to say that? I said, what's so important about it that we have to mention those things? Then the next two pages is about how far the Egyptians went, especially page 137. Constantly gave us our time, Baruch Hashem, we screamed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to us. Then if you go to page 138 on the bottom, three lines from the bottom, Vayitzei Hashem Mitzrayim, Lo Al Yedei Malach, Lo Al Yedei Sarayim, Lo Al Yedei Shelach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechodo Ba'atmo. The simple statement, the simple explanation, the way the Torah says, the way the HaKadosh says, the way the Gemara says, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself. He came down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, not by angel, not by higher than angel, a better angel, a higher angel, stronger angel. But the Shaliach, that means the messenger, also refers to one of the angels. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chodo v'atmo, page 139. Shinemar v'avarti, v'avarti b'etz Yisrael al hazeh. Hashem himself is saying he's doing it. Ikiti kol b'cho b'eretz Mitzrayim, adam v'avarti b'chodo v'atmo, page 139. Pachim v'atmo, ani v'lo malach. That's the way the Gemara says in one version that HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself had to come. Ari explained in one version that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to send an angel to Egypt because an angel if he would gone down to Egypt he might have might, maybe would change his mind and would never do what Hashem wanted to do because of the impurity of the Egyptians. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasized that he went downstairs to tell us how hard it was, if I may say, for him to come down. He could not use any of his tools. He himself went down. That's one explanation. It's like the Elohim that came down, the same thing that it is, the angels over here would have done the same thing, they would have left. In Egypt, would not have come out of Egypt. That's one of the explanations. But I mean, this is just to emphasize how bad situation was in Egypt. That is just one version of the Arif.
I saw another version that says Malachim, send a Malach, same way they could send their Malach to find our Malach, and then we would have still stayed there.
Well, usually the angel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down this angel wings. Usually. That's what it is. That's the real version. That's what we're speaking about this tonight. But not angel against angel. This is just because you cannot run away from those bad angels that on top of you. But not angel against angel. Since you have no merit, you have no zechut to live. So if you skip to page 141, this is like a custom that we do, that we start pouring out from the cup of wine. If you remember, I spoke about it 16 times. So the first is the third line of page 141, down by Eshet Yemot Hashan. So our custom is, it's like we pour out from the cup, like three drops. And then at the bottom of the page is Dam Tzadeh HaKinim, this is the 10 Makot, the 10 plagues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in the Egyptians. Okay, so again, this is our custom to pour from the cup 10 drops, and then three more, the Tzah Chadash Be'achav, this is the last sentence of page 141, also three, again it's 16. I don't know exactly what's really behind it, just on the surface. But this is our custom, and it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Mishnah Berurah, to do it. Everybody says the same thing. You have to pour it into the plate. Maybe after you pour it in the plate, you go take the plate, you take it off the table, don't leave it on the table. But this is something, this is some like, I don't know what it is, it's a custom or something. Pour from the cup. What is to pour from the cup? What is to pour from the cup?
Ari says
don't leave it on the table. Ari says run away with it. Ari says after you do this, run away with it. Don't leave it on the table.
Don't lick your finger.
Don't lick your finger. Right.
You can't put it in the garbage.
Huh? It's one in the garbage, but it's better not to keep it in the house.
That's why you said
it was
sacred water.
Yeah, in Iran. In Iran, the Jews in Iran, they used to have a problem with somebody. He used to keep this plate outside his door, and they had a problem with somebody. They used to sprinkle on the person, and it helps. It helps a lot. Soon you hear the secret. Helps a lot. No, just a little bit. Helps a lot. The guy is thrown away. Well, for good.
You used to do it on tenants.
This is the water, this is the wine, the drops that you
cover the
page 143 with your permission. No, if you have a big seder, you collect from all the people. Well, it helps a lot, but it's a little bit dangerous. Soon I'll tell you why it's dangerous. Page 143, on the bottom, this is the song that Kama Malot Tovot Amakom Aleinu Ilu Yitzeinu Mitzrayim Zeh Lishvatim Dayenu. If Hashem had just taken us out of Mitzrayim, would not have punished the Egyptians, would be enough for us, Yitzeinu Shavu Yitzeinu Elohim Dayenu. La 15, if Hashem would have done one and not the second one, would be enough for us, good for us. Baruch Hashem, page 145, on the bottom, Alachat, Kama, Vechama, Tavar, Mokfala, Mokupere, Mokum, and thank God for everything. Otianu, Mitzrayim, Mitzuka, Tzlau, Zafem, Shatim, he did all these things. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch. Again, you can do for everything. The question is, what really you try to say in the Haggadah when you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done only this and not that? Baruch Hashem, he did that and this together. Baruch Hashem. Together. What do you try to say? What do you try to say in that statement? Then the famous Rabban Gamliel היה אומר, כל מי שלא אמר שלושה דברים לבית עושה עבודו פתח מצה ומרור, you have to say those things, it's not enough just to eat the matzah and maror, and to talk about the sacrifice of Pesach, you have to explain what you do. Pesach שהיו אבותינו אוכלים משהו כאלה ושום אב. It says, why our fathers used to eat the meat, the sacrifice, Pesach, השום שפסח, הקדוש ברוך הוא מתאים לזמתי מצרים. The Lord has kept on the houses. כשנאמר, ואמרתם, זבח פסח הוא לשם, אשר פסח, על בתי בני ישראל במצרים, תשבון פורצי סבב, ונוגפו את מצרים ובתי נשבון גם השתחבו. ברוך השם. So Pesach, says Rabban Gamliel, you must say the reason, what was the reason that our fathers ate that piece of meat that's called Korban Pesach, because Hashem skipped or had mercy on the houses. מצא זה שאנו חיום השומה, why did it מצא? Hashem שוסיק ותקן שוסיון להחמיץ, page 148, the door that took out of Mitzrayim did not become chametz, השנגלה עליהם יחמם את זכו ומגרה מיד, השם הרייף. ודים דס immediately שנאמר בו יפו את הבתי כשהוא הוציאו ממצרים ובסוף וחמץ, they did bake the dough for the took out of Egypt, they made it מצות, כי רושים שם את הולכת הזאת, they did prepare any lunches for them, therefore they ate it. This is what you have to have in mind, says Rabban Gamliel, when you chew on the matzah. When you chew on the matzah, says Rabban Gamliel, that's what you have to have in mind. I'm eating the matzah because I'm Israel. When they left Egypt, they had some leftover dough, and the dough did not become chametz. All the shenanigans of Chulibah Shumah, Shushabuot, Mitzvah, Chametz, Mitzvah. Somebody's going to ask us, says Rabban Gamliel, why do you eat maror? It's because the Egyptians made the life of our fathers very bitter. All the questions that you remember that we asked in the last lectures, the same apply tonight. It says every generation you have to show and to feel or to see or to pretend that you're coming out of Mitzrayim. שנאמר, it says in the Torah, בגלל החיים הזה, בעבור זה שלנו מצרים פיים, it says, it's only son, הקדים חודים to me, שלא אתם יודעים מה גרעת על זה. Page 19, not only הקדים חודים to redeem them, אלא אף אותנו, ועל אימהם, we were saved as well. שנאמר, אף אותנו, זה משם השם, saved us as well. למען, אביתם לדעת, זה שמר זה, in order for us to be able to inherit, to get to Eretz Israel, that he swore to our father. לפיכך, וחייבים להודות על הלשבח, therefore we should praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then we say Hallel. Hallel, Baruch Hashem. With your permission, you skip to page 163, that's after the meal. Shpocha matchayin lagyur shoreh la'ucha, please, Kadosh Baruch Hu, pour your anger on the nations that don't believe in you, amchashem yichar karau, on the kingdoms that never call in your name. The eight means the destroyer of Israel, the destroyer of Midash, please, pour on them your anger. Again, please, your anger should reach them. Please, the Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed. The night of Pesach, The Gemara says, this says in the Halakha as well, this is called in the Torah, Lel Shimurim Ul Hashem. This is a night that's being watched by HaKadosh Baruch. Being watched by HaKadosh Baruch says the Halakha that you don't have to lock your door when you go to sleep. Don't set the alarm and don't say Shema Yisrael. It's called Lel Shimurim Shamu Min HaMazikim, says the Gemara. Nothing will happen to you. Nothing. This night is a guarantee night. You can cancel all the insurances in the car, on the houses, nobody will steal your car, you get up in the morning, you leave the door open, nothing will happen to you. Says the Gemara. Don't say Shema Yisrael. Don't Chachamim say, just because it's our custom, say just the first sentence to show that you believe in Hashem. Say Shema Yisrael Hashem Alkein Hashem Echad. But the power of Shema Yisrael, the Tzidah Shulchan Aruch, in the Gemara, that Shema Yisrael that we say before we go to sleep, helps to protect us, says, on the night of Pesach, don't say that. Don't say that. It says, so, you know, I really don't, you know, I like to say it, you know, extra protection, you know. So I have an alarm and I have something else and I have something else. So, you know, I don't have to say it. They say, no, don't say that. Don't say that. If you say that, something is wrong. It's not you say, okay, let me have, you know, I have, what do you call it in America, it's called umbrella. Umbrella. It's besides the insurance that you carry, you have an umbrella. In case somebody, you know, a little bit not so normal, will try to sue you for $100 billion today, so you have an umbrella, a protection. Let us say there, the night of Pesach, there is no need for any extra protection. You're not allowed to say. Don't even say that. Don't say, okay, I would like to get better. I want to say it anyway. So you can't say that. You're not allowed to say that. The question is, what is really behind this, that this night you don't have, again, this is happening in prime Hashem, but tonight, in our time, also, we are called protected. What do you mean protection? And protection from what? And how come you're so sure that nothing will happen to you? I'll listen to you from the first. The First World War. Parashat Lech Lecha. You know about it? What day was it, you know? What day happened? And the calendar. What day? Pesach. The night of Pesach. The night of Pesach was the First World War. The Gemara, the Torah says, the four kings against the five kings. Four against five. Hard to know what it means exactly, why the Torah talks about four against five. But the Zohar says, four against five means, four is Yud Kevavke, five means Elohim. What it means like this, the Zohar says, that you have to understand that every hardship that a person or a nation has is because some powerful entities are punishing that entity. It means everything is a punishment. Whatever doesn't go the way you want it to go, most probably it's a fight, it's a punishment. It's a punishment for something that really was done, or something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu figures it's better to do it this way, again, not just a protection, as a lesson to teach, or something that it is a powerful punishment. Powerful punishment, it's not just necessary, it's going to be, this is how this world is running. It's called Bereshit Bara Elokim et HaShamayim et HaAretz. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. Bereshit Bara Elokim with Aleph Lamed Hey and Yud Mem. These are five letters. This name means judgment. This name means punishment. That's how the world runs. Punishment means, it's called Gvura, it's called judgment, toughness. That says if somebody did something, Hashem will not keep quiet. Hashem will try to punish the person or the nation and to try to teach them a lesson. So you can pray and pray and pray, but you know, it doesn't help. It doesn't help. You did something bad. That's called Elohim. Elohim means a punishment, a judge. That's the Torah refers to the word Elohim sometimes as the word as judge. that says this is how this world really originally was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The First World War took place in Eretz Israel and took place on the first night of Pesach. The Torah tells us that Abraham Avinu went and chased the people and were able to overcome the enemy on the night of Pesach, threw on them sand and became swords, threw on them some straw and became like arrows. And it's the night of Pesach, miracles happened. That's a little bit strange, very strange. The woman picks up hand and pours hand on them, picks up a straw and then throws them. What did have in mind? And if he has in mind that there has to be a miracle, so he just, say abacadabra. What's the idea that you pick up, you have an army, go throw the army, that is a story. It's a joke. Nevertheless, the Gemara says that the straw turned to be arrows. Missiles. You don't need missiles anymore. You go to Iraq, we go with this hand, you throw the hand. By the way, this is Nachum Yishbam, who said, did the same thing, if you remember. Rabbi Akiva Rabbi was the time of the Gezerah of the Romans to destroy Israel, and they went to Rome with a box, and somebody changed the box in the hotel and put some sand inside, and Nachum Yishbam arrived in front of the Caesar, and they opened up the box, they all made it laugh, and they wanted to kill him, it was a joke. And you know, when he came down and says, this is a special scent. This is the scent that Abraham Avinu, he threw it. The Goyim knew it. That Abraham Avinu threw this scent on the enemy. And Abraham won the war. He says, if you're going to take this scent, you're going to throw it, you're going to win the war. And the Caesar did it, and he took this scent and threw it on his enemy, and he won the war with it. And then they filled up this box with Jews, and they gave it to Nachum Yigonzu, Rabbi Akiva Rabbi, and sent it back to Israel, to the people, and everybody was happy. He says, what's really behind it? What's behind it? If you remember, Darim says that the reason why the Egyptian people gave us a hard time with the soil bricks is a kapara on the niche, on the generation of Dor HaPlaga. Dor HaPlaga made a tower with bricks and soil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid back those neshamot, and those neshamot are the same neshamot as Rabbeinu Bachaye, all that generation. We are the same neshamot, the same souls of that generation that built the tower. When they built the tower, Abraham was 48 years old. The First World War opened up, Abraham was 52, 4 years later. They built the tower with soil, with sand, and bricks. Bricks you make with straw. This is the Parashat Shmos, remember? Seven. Right. Says the Ari like this. This generation that built the tower to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu used soil, earth, sand, and straw. When Abraham Avinu is chasing them, he is reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu that those are the people that Amraphel, those are the people that they really rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have, says Dari like this, you have to understand. When they're in upstairs in Shamayim, there is a court upstairs. And the court is judging. Like if Chas V'Shalom, somebody doesn't do something good, it says the angels upstairs go to Chavon and say, listen, you see these nations, they're not good. It says they're not good. Who is this? Iraq. It says the angel of America, it says go. Go to Iraq. Maybe you get cheap oil. Maybe the price at the pump will go down. You believe it? No. But that's what goes in Shaman. In Shamayim, what it goes is, if Chas V'Shalom does not behave, then upstairs there is a meeting of the angels, and the angels talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the angels say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that nation or that person doesn't behave. Who are you? It says, my name is so-and-so. Your name is so-and-so? Fine. Good. As long as you're okay, Hashem listens to you. But if this is Chas V'Shalom, somebody else will come and says, hey, look who's talking. Look who's talking. He is talking about them. Look at him. He is doing even worse things than them. I said, Abraham Avinu, one time when he was trying to save Lot, that of course Lot deserved the punishment because he lived in Sdom. Yeshivato Bizdom Garmalo. So the reason why Lot was kidnapped in the First World War is because Lot should not have been in that part that's called Sdom Vamor. Nevertheless, Abraham was trying to save Lot. What he is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing on those enemies and those people, he throws on them soil and straw. Those are the things to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu that those are the people that kids and plot, they rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how you win a war. You don't win a war downstairs. You win a war upstairs. If you want to win the war, you have to convince so-called the court, the Supreme Court upstairs, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to send this person on this nation after you, they have no right to do it. It's all right. Of course, you have to remember, says Ari, that this happened, that Abraham Avinu was able to save Lot in the First World War. And the First World War really started on the night of Pesach, or was in the middle of the night of Pesach. It's only to show you that the night of Pesach is a very dangerous night. At that night of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we may say, sits down and listens or executes some kind of decision that those angels speak up to. And therefore the First World War started and did come to an opening start on the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach, in order for you to survive, is only if you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you really devote yourself to Him, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you worry about others that disobey or disrespect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Abraham was able to win this war because he is Abraham Avinu, of course, and he is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that those are the people that rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no right, says Ari, for redemption. In Egypt, we used to worship Abu Dhabi. After we used to do other things. It says the only way on the night of the Seder is to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means to have belief, to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This emunah, says Dari, is going to save us, not because we deserve that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take us, just because the night of Pesach is such an important night, that as long as you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you tell him that you believe in him, Hashem will overcome those forces. It means so-called, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the judge, And the angels upstairs are some kind of a court that they're going to decide a decision, and usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to them, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put a veto. The veto can be only one night, this night of Pesach. During the year, it's almost impossible, almost, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should put, like you say, a veto. The jury decided something, and usually the judge goes with the jury, usually. The judge has a right, I think in America, the judge has a right sometimes to put a veto on the jury decisions. But usually the judge goes along with the jury. It is the night of Pesach, this is the night the judge is going to overrule the jury. So what it means, really, the night of Pesach, says Tari, that's what says in the Zohar, what you have to do on the night of Pesach, Hashem doesn't care less if you praise Him, if you talk about coming out of Egypt. It says Hashem wants so-called to give you a chance for your benefit to be able to save yourself from bad judgment, from bad jury. Therefore, we have to start as Ari the Haggadah with some bad things that happened to us. We were slaves to power. We used to worship Abu Dazara. And since we say this is the poor bread that we ate in Egypt, it's only to show that really we deserve it. It's that we deserve. Ari says, the Zohar says, why we deserved it, either because of Abraham, or because of Adam HaRishon, or because the brother sold Yosef, or because Yaakov put an extra piece of material on Yosef's garment. But you deserve to be in Egypt. You deserve to be in Egypt. So it means is the jury decided that you have to be in Egypt. The only way you can go out of Egypt is only if the judge himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nichvodo Ve'atzmo, Ani Ve'lo Malach, Ani Ve'lo Saraf, Ani Ve'lo Shariah, he himself, he says, you cannot expect to be redeemed. You need a pardon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The night of Pesach, says the Ari, the secret of the night of Pesach is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put a veto. Even though that we came down to Mitzrayim and we read in the Torah that you can do this, do that, it says that's not what the Haggadah is all about. The Haggadah is all about, it says first we build it up, it says look how much we suffered, look how hard it was, look how much the Egyptian did to us, and all of a sudden Hashem came and redeemed us. We didn't deserve any redemption. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishav et hakeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Abraham. And since Abraham Avinu was the first one that believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to veto those angels that in Shamayim constantly spoke against Am Yisrael. And this is the power of the night of Pesach. The power of the night of Pesach, like Abraham Avinu won the war against those bad kings, we have the same chance on that night. Therefore, the Rishon Kolel Shimurim, that's what says in the Gemara, that's what says in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, is that the night of Pesach is a test. It's a test to see if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to veto what those angels will say. Therefore, until midnight, or the whole night according to the Chachamim, the Gemara, it says this is a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going so-called to veto it. So the Gemara, this is really what happened, what's going to happen when Mashiach will come. The Gemara says Mashiach will come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to veto the Satan. So the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to slaughter him. What's not slaughtering, is that called slaughtering with a knife? What it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide this is time for Mashiach. Here, Mashiach is here. He says, no, this one deserves it. It doesn't matter. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu can veto, and he has the right to veto, he does what he wants at the end, this is only the night of Pesach. Redemption can be on the night of Pesach, what it means is the Gemara, even if you don't deserve it, Mashiach might come, because that's the night that Hashem once saved Lot, even though that Lot did not deserve that Abraham should save him, Hashem came on the middle of the night and saved him. Lev Shemayim Hashem, it says this is the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach is we have hope, and the whole Haggadah is to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu veto Chas V'Shalom the Gzerot. If we start the Pesach Masal Maror is something unbelievable what Dari says. Again, usually what Dari says, the Chidah said they are on a bit holding. And says Maror, usually what people think like this, so you eat Maror, Maror is a bitter vegetable, I eat it to remember the hardship. And it says just the opposite. You crushing with your teeth the hardship. Just the opposite. It's not when you have the Maror the way we think. While I read the Maror, it says, ah, look how much I suffer, look how much I suffer. Probably this is how my father used to suffer in Egypt. It's not what it means. It means when you eat the Maror, it says, what do you do? It says, I'm crushing with my teeth the bitterness. Bitterness. It says, what's the bitterness? The bitterness, what was what that jury upstairs decided how much I should suffer. We say HaKadah, we scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokim et Nakatam, Elokim the judge, heard it, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself said he is coming why he has to come, because otherwise the jury upstairs will not let it happen. The night of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we may say, did it once for Abraham, we will do it once more. Not only did it once for Abraham, it is the second time in Egypt, it is the third time. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, it is the fourth time, the third time is Chizkiyahu, the fourth time he did Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, the fifth time he did Daniel, then he's going to do it when Mashiach will come. He says, because this is the night that Hashem, we may say, overcome the Jews. So the miracle that we have night of Pesach is not because the night of Pesach is a good night for miracles. It's a good night for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Zohar, when you do it and you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem calls all the angels, and Hashem tells the angels, come listen. Look, they believe in me. They praise me. Praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that we believe in the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem us even though we have no merit. That's called Dayenu. The song Dayenu. All it means is, what is Dayenu? If Hashem would have done this, did not do that, it's enough for us. What does it mean enough for us? It means if Hashem would have done half a job, is enough. Why half a job is enough? Because we don't deserve the other half, because the jury was not blessed. Thank God Hashem did this and this and this and this and this. It means again we show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately from that night started to show us that redemption is possible. It's possible because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself. But never mind that I see so many problems. It's impossible for redemption. The Gemara, Mashiach Avu Be'Sech Radat, Mashiach will come that you don't think about it. That so many problems we will have. It's exactly be Mashiach. Look, the situation. Just after it says, because there's so many problems, the First World War that started the night of Pesach, it says, look, Abraham by himself. He says, the only way is to blame them. Listen, pawn them. They don't believe in you. We don't believe in you. What right they have, the jury, to go and tell bad things about us to your HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To go to indict us. He says, they do not do this. This is how it goes in Shammayim. The angels, the Jewish talks about it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I look at them and say, who are you to talk? Shmoch HaMakai Shulov. Says the Midrash, and also Gemara, says the four cups of wine that we drink resembled four exiles. Since we have four exiles that started from Galut Babel, and after Galut Babel was Paras, and after Paras was Yavan, and after Yavan is still Edom. And so it says the Gemara, says the Midrash, four exiles that Am Yisrael suffer. Again, suffering in exile, again you have to understand, says Zahir, that's what the Gemara says, the Zohar says, it's the jury. It means you cannot suffer unless Hashem agrees with the jury. The night of Pesach, says Ari, every cup that you drink, you have to have in mind. Says Hashem saved us once from Babel. It says Hashem saved me from Babel. How he saved you from Babel? He saved me from Babel. Not, I remember what the Nebuchadnezzar and Mashmo did. It says at the end, look what happened to Babel. It was destroyed. Why did Babel was destroyed? Because upstairs in Shamayim came to one point that the angel said, look at this angel that represents, look at a jury that speak about Am Israel, look at it, what they did to Am Israel. They have no right to do anything. They bad themselves. Hashem destroyed them. Then Hashem destroyed Paras. Not you. Hashverosh. Hashem destroyed Paras. This is again the same situation. When you drink the second cup of wine, that you should have in mind. What I do right now, I drink the second cup. So I'm thinking about what second cup? You see, remember, you destroy them. You destroy them. It says, what do you mean destroy them? It means they had no right. They had no right to do bad things to me. Then Yavon. I shouldn't destroy Yavon. Then think, I shouldn't destroy them because they had no right to destroy me. The fourth one, which is Hashem, look what they did to me. They have no right to do it. This is the statement as we say. It says we have the fifth cup of Eliyahu Navi on the table. Oh, please, pour your anger on them. Then what do you mean pour your anger on them? the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why do you have to listen to the jury? You're not allowed to listen to the jury. They, Mamlachot Asherlo, Yidaucha, Meshimcha lo Karao, they don't believe in you. We believe in you. See, we do the Seder. So by sitting at the Seder and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it only gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say, the power to overcome the jury. Tango Rabban Gamliel says, listen, this is really Pesach Matzah Umaro. Pesach means the Avotenu ate the meat, the sacrifice of Pesach. What's Pesach mean? Pesach means that Hashem went down and saved us. Hashem, what do you mean Hashem? Because the Jew, they were against us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'asmo, he by himself came down and helped us. He says it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a veto. He says you have to know that in Leila Seder this is the purpose. The purpose is we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu again to do what he in the past. Matzah is the same thing. So what is Matzah in Leila Seder? Matzah in Leila Seder to tell you we came out of Egypt. What did happen, we took dough, and the dough did not become chametz, stayed matzah. This is a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. What it means is, again, this is a veto. This is chametz, a dough that becomes chametz is because of those bad entities. If it stays matzah, it means Hashem is in town. And says, you have to eat matzah. Why have to eat matzah? I have to eat matzah to show again that Hashem, which is Yud Kivavke, winning, if we may say, over the judgment, over Elohim. Maror says, I mean the same thing. He says, after you said those two things, now you chew on the Maror. When you chew on the Maror, it means you break, so-called, the power that gave Am Yisrael the hardship, the hard time. So the purpose of Leila Seder, of course, is Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you could also break something. Mentioning the 10 makot, pouring wine from the cup, it's not just a custom. Darin, if you have Ari's books in your house, Ari has a lot of kavanot when you do it. And what did happen is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you may say, destroyed the power of the jury that they gave to those entities that punished Am Yisrael. Huh? That's all night. But the whole night is like this. Those ones that are against us, those ones that give us a hard time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in you only, that you have the power to overcome them. By pouring, says Ari, the wine, when you say, Dam, Tadea, blood, it says, what you do is now, you break those bad entities. You yourself breaking them out. That's the power. And that's what people used to say, that if somebody is giving you a hard time, take from that wine, pour on him, pour on next to his house, it's going to break. But it's only if you are in the level, says Ari, that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%, that you can tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please put a veto on those entities. Because those entities will say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why put a veto on me? Look ahead. The night of Pesach is a special night, says Bari, that you feel safe. It's called Leil Shimurim Mul Hashem. This is the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Abraham Avinu first how much you could do on the night of Pesach, even though you have those big nations running and kidnapping Lot, you can still save them, save Lot. You can win the war. You win the war, says Ari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left the other half of the night of Pesach, the time we came out of Mitzrayim, and to give us the same redemption eventually for the night of Pesach. Because any other night, says Ari, you have that jury upstairs, this is Mashiach, what Mashiach? They don't need that Mashiach. They don't want Mashiach, they don't believe in you anyway. The night of Pesach, this is the night that HaKadosh Baruch Hu once did this kind of a miracle and showed the whole nation, mainly the angels upstairs, what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could and veto the decision of the jury. The same thing, says Ari, says the Zohar, before you open up the Seder, says Ari, you read this paragraph from the Zohar. The Zohar says, listen, I'm doing this Leila Seder to tell you, to teach you what's going on in Shamayim. In Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls all the angels. It's the which angels? Those angels that they are from that jury department. Those are the angels that blamed Am Yisrael for other things. Hashem says, what is blamed them? Because they believe in me so much. They believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the Elohim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, although they are small, by himself, he has to come down. Because otherwise, those entities will not let you. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah says, there's Moshe Rabbeinu tell Paro, me, myself, I'm coming down. Because Paro knew, says Ari, Hashem will not come down. Because there's a court upstairs, there's a jury upstairs, and the jury decided to be, they have to be in Egypt. It is the only way he can be released. It's only Hashem by himself. V'ilu lo tia kadosh b'chu etavtim etraim anachnu v'anim shuvanim v'anim v'anim. If Hashem would not take us, we would be there. What do you mean you would be there? It means the jury would not have released us. Listen, pardon is only from Yudke Bavke, from Hashem by himself mercy. The job of the Seder says Ari is prepare ourselves for redemption by believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as Avraham Avinu, as much as Nachum Ishgamzu. It says what it means is the punishment when they said, please give it to the Jews, it says you deserve the punishment because you not you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why should we get the punishment? So the punishment that you want to give us belongs to you, not to us. So that's what the end of the Seder Shmach HaMechal HaGoyim. It says this is really the idea of the lesson. By the way, it says Daniel, this is really the end of the song Chag Gadya. It's Chag Gadya, the end of the song is Da'ata Shochet. This is what that song. That's really what is the punchline of the Leila Seder. Something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Gemara will do when Mashiach will come, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a veto on all those bad entities. Eventually, the Leila Seder says, what do you do that? It says, Chag Gadya, Chag Gadya. Chag Gadya means Hashem is going to slaughter that Shochet. That Shochet is Malach HaMavet. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to slaughter him. But it's not right. If you read the whole Chag Gadya, something is wrong. Because the Shochet should not have been slaughtered. It means really, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chmodo v'atzmo, by himself, he can't, he does the job. So the Leila Seder says, that's the Kavanah. It's not just an answer, fine, you did this, that's not what you did. It's what it means, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to overcome, that power Hashem brings every Pesach, the night of Pesach, for Leil Shemurim, that's the night Hashem is sitting and watching and waiting for us to tell him the stories about coming out of Mitzrayim. Even though we didn't deserve it, Hashem did it to us as expectation for Hashem's redemption again. This is, says the Zohar, says Ari, the power of Leila Seder. So the power of Leila Seder is not to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to tell and remind him and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu about that night of Pesach. Now he says it's a crucial. Don't say Shema Yisrael. Because if you say Shema Yisrael, it's just opposite. You have to say, I'm going to sleep. He says, where are you going to sleep? He says, to the Gemara, that's what Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu, before he went to sleep, it says, the Ashur Sancherim was all around Yerushalayim, 185,000 officers. Chizkiyahu said, listen, I only trust you. Shema Yisrael, I'm going to sleep. In the morning, I want to see everybody's dead. Says the Gemara, that's what happened. It says, what it means, this was the night of Pesach. This is the night of Pesach. Any other night, Chizkiyahu could not have done it. Only the night of Pesach. Because the night of Pesach, Hashem by himself can overcome. Sanchirim Melech Ashur came because the jury upstairs sent Sanchirim to Yerushalayim. It's not because he decided to come. Lev Melechim Vesachim Yad Hashem. When you have Chaz Shalom an attack from an enemy, is you have to understand the jury upstairs led that enemy to come after you. It says, Chizkiyahu, we went to sleep, because I said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to explain to you something. You are the one that you saved us the same night from Mitzrayim. You're the one that you saved Abraham Avinu that night with the war with the four and the five kings. You're going to save me? It says, if you have this kind of emunah, then only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you, Hashem saves you. This is the power of the night of Pesach. Says the Gemara, it's true, 100%. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach. Only problem is, when he got up in the morning and he saw all the people dead, he didn't say Hallel. He just said, thank you, Dr. Lashpo. Therefore, he says, say Hallel in Agadash. I said, Shlucha Makhala Goyim. He says, kill them. I said, we'll kill them what? Like Tom Shirif. Remember you killed Tom Shirif. I said, what happened? Nothing happened. He says, therefore, right after we say Shlucha Makhla, we start saying the Hallel. That Hallel is the Hallel. We don't know. There's no information. If Abraham did say Hallel the way he should have said, but definitely Hezekiah did not say the way he should have said. There's no information if Daniel said Hallel. There's no information Hananiah Mishael Azariah said Hallel. The opposite. The Gemara says Hananiah Mishael Azariah died right after that fire. He came out of the fire. Says Ari, there's no information that Hashem expected for them to say Hallel. Why Hallel? Because like this, Hashem doesn't need you Hallel. What it means is, when you say Hallel to Hashem, it means Hashem calls up the angel and says, look, see, they believe in me. He says, I can give a veto on the jury if people trust me. If you don't trust me, why should I veto for you? He says, Chizkiyahu did not say Hallel, did not become Mashiach. The night of Pesach came whoever made the Haggadah. We don't know who made the Haggadah. He says, after the statement, Hashem, please, cancel the veto. Those people that gave us a hard time, Risham Dalabatenum. Matilenu Yadam, Hashem saves us. Only Hashem can save you, because Hashem can overcome the veto, the jury. They said, now, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's only to show 100% belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we missed when Chizkiyahu was saved. The Chizkiyahu was supposed to be the real Mashiach, but he forgot to say Hallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the purpose of Leila Seder. To demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should veto those jury departments. Those jury, says Dari, is the root of all the problems that people have. You can solve all the problems, says Dari, the night of Pesach. So therefore, Ari says, Meshuvach, says Dari, the Zohar says, the more you talk about it, you more belief that you have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have more power when we say to redeem Islam and Islam.
How do you explain the
massacre of
the
Tzitzit Tzitzit Tzitzit? In Israel, we killed 29 people. Okay, Netanya, it is. In the time of Chaim Vital, said a lecture, something like Yitzhak said, and somebody came to Chaim Vital in the morning and said, the guy broke his foot. That's the Chaim Vital. How can it be in the night of Tzitzit if somebody broke his foot? So the Chaim Vital said, the night of Pesach, that person did not have the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way he's supposed to have. I don't say Hashem about the people, but if something happened on the night of Pesach, it means we did not devote ourselves completely. The Gemara says, don't la kidod on Shech Maitre.
He doesn't
say
the
Muslim on Shech Maitre. He says?
It's some book,
he doesn't say. Oh, he doesn't say, no. Avadiyah said to say just the first sentence. Shech Maitre? Shech Maitre. Doesn't have to say, Oh, Shem Natele after the Shem Lekeva.
Why?
Because just to say Shema Yisrael as a statement, you believe in HaKadosh Baruch. Yes.